6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. It's Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022. Welcome back to another hour of the Power Hour. We are all over the place on shortwave at 13.845, and that's no jive. That's right. We're streaming live. Man, that's three rhymes I've done here so far. Dave Krieger with you. So good to have you on board for this hour, homeschool moms and homeschoolers out there. Not only we're on shortwave, we're on AM, FM stations across the country, as well as on thepowerhour.com. And I'm excited now because we actually have a congressional candidate on the line with us who's running for Congress in Georgia's 6th District. And you know how crazy things are in Georgia right now. And as a matter of fact, subpoenas just went out, and this has involved the Georgia ballot trafficking investigation. The election officials there last week just issued subpoenas to obtain identities of the individuals and the non-governmental organizations, we call them NGOs, who may have engaged in the crime of ballot trafficking. And, of course, Brad Raffensperger and Governor Kemp and the GBI, which is Georgia Bureau of Investigation, are going full tilt boogie on this. And they have, you know, they're investigating what a lot of us, 80 million plus people out there that voted and think we got screwed. And there's good indication. The more of this information is going to come up as time progresses, folks. It's one of the reasons why I'm glad we have Blake Harbin on the phone with us. He is the CEO of Housel Financial, as well as a proud Georgia business owner, America First candidate, running for Congress in Georgia's 6th District. And there is so much going on today. This leak out of the Supreme Court, Roe v. Wade, overturned. And Blake Harbin, welcome to the show. You are in a situation you were just telling me as we were getting ready to bring you on the air. You happen to be standing in front of, I'll let you tell everybody where you are right now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, right now we're out in front of Planned Parenthood. We've got a few protesters out here already. And I think it's time that we start celebrating and rejoicing just a little bit, even though there's still, you know, we still obviously have a ways to go.
Well, they have put barricades up around the Supreme Court, and apparently Chief Justice John Rogers is really pissed off about what just happened here. Somebody in his court leaked this information to Politico. And now, I mean, I think they're afraid that, you know, something crazy is going to happen around the nation's capital again because they overturned Roe v. Wade and somebody leaked that decision out. Have you ever heard anything crazy like this? This is totally unprecedented. What's your take on this?
Well, that's the toughest part about all of this is the fact that something did get leaked out of the Supreme Court this way. I mean, look, the Supreme Court is supposed to be our most sacred institution. It's supposed to be non-political and only there for the interpretation of laws and our Constitution. So the fact that anything would be leaked is just astounding and just out of this world nuts, to say the least. You know, I don't think any of us should have ever, you know, expected this sort of thing. And I think the people that did leak it are going to have to face their consequences.
And, yeah, I think heads are going to roll. Yeah, I really do believe heads are going to roll for this.
100%. I mean, we can. That is one thing. As polarized as we are across the nation, and you know, with every other, you know, cancel culture, border open. I mean, inflation running through the streets. People kept it. You know, spent so much money on gas in the cars, and now we got to worry about the possibility that our Supreme Court may have been corrupted in some way. No, this is just not okay. And I mean, and these are investigations that we're going to have to do. And we're going to have to get to the bottom of it, make sure it's solved. Because that is one institution that has to be bulletproof.
Well, since you're part of the America's First candidate, Blake, my concern, I just noticed some write up here by Newt Gingrich. He's also from your state. He's predicting that the Republicans are going to take 70 seats in the House, max. What do you see happening in November?
I think that we are going to take some seats back, but I think we have to be very cautious and very, very aware of everything that will and can go on. Because you look at what just took place, that's going to galvanize the Democratic Party. And that's going to move a lot, because obviously this is a huge issue, you know, as far as Roe v. Wade. This is a huge issue for all Democrats, or the majority of them anyways. And, I mean, it makes you start questioning, was this a ploy? Was this a strategic ploy? You know, have the Republicans kind of and conservatives be distracted over here and happy and thankful for what just took place, while at the same time galvanizing the opposite side so they can take back the election? That's why we have to be 100% on top of it. It's just like my district here. This is a new seat for us, so we will take that. You know, God willing, I will be the one. But we have a long way to go, and we cannot just simply take it for granted at all.
For sure. Now, tell us about, as far as the race goes, who are your competitors in this?
Technically speaking, there's 9 candidates in this race, but I think there's only one good one.
I get that. All right. So, but see, here's the thing. America First, I mean, you're not endorsed by Trump, but you're an America First candidate. And the thing is that this MAGA stuff gets a little crazy, especially with the liberals. And, you know, you say, make America great again. Well, wait a minute. America, in my mind, being a vet from Vietnam, all of America has always been great. It's just that we have been tainted by a bunch of rhinos. And but what are you going to do different, being an America First candidate, that these rhinos aren't already doing to screw things up?
Well, see, that's kind of funny you say that. Some of my competitors are completely PAC-backed, so they're going to be holding or be beholden to those PACs. So the difference between me and them is I have self-financed most of this campaign to a large extent, and I'm not going to be beholden to anyone. So they cannot control me, and that's what they're going to dislike. It's the same thing with President Trump. When he came in and he did what he did, he was not beholden to anyone. And that's how he was able to start getting things done. One of the first things I do is they say freshman congressman can't do get anything done. Well, the first thing I do on day one, well, one is get to work. And we get to work by uniting all of those new seats that we just took, and we get them together so we can stop the infighting and we can start getting things done, because we have to turn our country around. Yeah, you're right. America is still the greatest country in the world. But we are slowly falling, and we have to pay attention to everything that is going on, because if America falls, where else do we go? You said you were a Vietnam veteran. Thank you for your service. But think about the exit of Vietnam and how that went under Jimmy Carter. And we saw a reliving of that in Afghanistan.
We sure did.
And that's something that didn't have to, you know, exactly. We have, you know, almost $87 billion worth of equipment over there that easily could have been funneled over to Ukraine at the least. You know, we could have exited and listened to our boots on the ground instead of having 13 of our brave servicemen die. Look, I work with veterans every single day. My son's an Air Force veteran. Both my parents fought in Afghanistan. I'm sitting down there. I remember that night is at the American Legion, and we're seeing like the entire room. You could have heard a pin drop. And we have almost 1,000 members at our post. And that's how extreme that was. You know, I even ended up getting 6 people out of Afghanistan as a private citizen. When someone did, sitting on that top of the administration, had a magic button that they could have pushed, and we could have done this so much better. Never given up. Bagram Airfield, which we, you know, until we got evacuated properly, you know.
Ryan, I understand that. Yeah, we should not have given up Bagram for anything. We should have held on to that thing, because right now China basically is moving in and taking over the void. And this is always a problem. We did this in 9/11, and we went into Iraq thinking that there were weapons of mass distraction. I mean, that's what Ukraine is to a lot of our listeners out here, Blake. A lot of them think that being in Ukraine this is something Russia's going to end up taking over this country. We know they're going to take it back because they don't want NATO on their borders. We've had guests on our show that have all said that NATO has really outlived its purpose, and all it's doing is exacerbating the situation with Russia. And now you've got Putin sitting there using the word nuke in a sentence, which, you know, it's like, wait a minute. I thought we had some sort of an agreement with them and China that we weren't going to do that. Now, all of a sudden, you can't even find potassium iodide on the shelf because everybody's freaking out, and Europe is buying this stuff up like crazy because they think there's going to be a nuclear war. You know, what's your take on all of this?
Look, one thing is this, for certain, you know, obviously no one wants nuclear war. And at the same time, as we're watching all of this, we have to make sure that we're not focused simply on the Russian-Ukraine situation, because China's watching and China's getting to work, okay? China's going to come over, and we're going to be attacked. They'll start with cybersecurity. The other part is they're over there making deals within, like, the South Pacific and whatnot. So they're literally building military bases, so we start getting into striking distance. Or they're buying property in third-world countries where they then, you know, foreclose on it because they can't pay in these third-world countries, and now all of a sudden they own the airport. If you look at it as a whole, because that's what you have to look at it as, we may be distracted over here, but we do have to look at what China is doing, because they are getting a foothold of bases across the world. They're preparing for a war. And that's why they were saying, let's watch on how all of this transpires. There's an old saying that Teddy Roosevelt had said. He said, speak softly and carry a big stick. Well, guess what? In this day and age and the way the geopolitical climate is, it's time that we speak loudly and we remind them of our big stick so we can save the citizens of the, not just in our country, which is 100% first and foremost, but also the other citizens, because if we don't nip most of these things in the bud, then all of a sudden they grow and they're out of control and we have a 9/11 again. And that's the worst thing that we want. And we definitely don't want to get to a World War II.
Or three. So, and the other thing is, too.
Right.
Yeah, or three. But see, our situation here, we're looking at Ukraine as a way, and this is what's really crazy. Now, maybe it's just me thinking outside the box, Blake, but when you're talking about a thing like Ukraine, it's like all of a sudden all the Republican rhinos that are out there are rah-rah with the Democrats about how we should be there helping Ukraine fight Russia. And already they've lied to us about the fact that Americans are not on the ground, boots on the ground. There are. We learned yesterday that Willie Cancel, who went from Poland into Ukraine, was killed in action. His parents acknowledged that. So the Biden administration is constantly lying, but they've got all these rhinos. This is something that is just, it's going to kill the Republican Party if we don't get rid of the likes of Mitch McConnell and others.
Look, I'll be the first one to tell you that we need to drain the swamp. Actually, I've been known to say that, hey, just let them drown. Without draining them.
Yeah, sure.
We have to expedite this process to make sure that our country is safe for our future generation. You know, I look in the eyes of my son, who's an Air Force veteran, and I look in the eyes of my grandson, you know, and I'm like, is this the world that I'm going to leave him in? No, this is not the world I'm going to leave him in. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to fight. I have fought all my life, you know, and I absolutely refuse to let our country go down the drain. That's why I put so much of my own personal resources behind this campaign, because exactly what you said, the rhinos, the whole establishment has done nothing but destroy and erode our country on a daily basis. Right. If you think about it again, you know, I will reference back to, to President Trump. He came in and he paved the way for business people, because business people understand the implications of their decisions, because we have to make a decision every day on what we do and how our business operates. And we can make a mistake and all of a sudden we have to lay people off, and then those people can't put food on their table.
We're in that situation right now that we're having a hard time putting food on the table, and a lot of it is because of supply chain issues caused by a backlog of people not wanting to go to work because they'd rather sit on their ass and draw welfare and unemployment from the Biden administration, which is advocating basically killing capitalism in this country. And this is one thing that I'm glad you're a CEO of the Household Financial. And folks, if you have a question for Blake, Blake Harbin is on the phone with us right now. 844-769-2944 is our toll-free number to call. Now, you have opponents out there that, you know, basically are Clinton backers, supporters of defund the police. You've got Ossoff these guys are morons in my book. And this, you know, I've always said Washington needs an enema. But, you know, what is this as far as what is going on in D.C.? The fact that, you know, this January 6th committee, all of this stuff, I mean, people like Lauren Boebert, who are Second Amendment advocates and, you know, people that have stood up for our rights and freedoms, are just running, feel like they're running into brick walls. You feel the same way about things?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you look at the conservatives, even in our district, many of them, they're, you know, we've got to keep it very quiet. We've got to keep it very quiet. I'm fortunate in my particular industry that, you know, we're still able to do business. And I also happen to own a small, ammunition manufacturing company. And so we are fighting on our Second Amendment, pro-Second Amendment. We're going to fight for it every single day. And the thing about it is this is something we've been battling for a while. You are right. We do have rhinos. We have too many rhinos. We've got there's one in my race that wrote an article as a third-year attorney, although he tries to say he was a third-year law student. But a third-year attorney wrote a paper on defunding the police and why we should do it, you know. And then we have another one that voted for Hillary in 2016. And these are both of them are backed by PACs and are pure establishment. One of them even has his dad was the ambassador. It's like you are the epitome of the establishment. And we just can't keep going in that direction because the establishment guy that was put in this country, is the same guy that has caused this record inflation, the supply chains, and and us being on the brink of World War III. And we absolutely have to take a stand, and that's why we have to get back and take as many seats as we can do. But we have to keep our base base motivated to get out here and make sure that we vote so we can take the Senate back, we can take the House back, and we can start getting back to what we were supposed to be doing, which is serving the people, because that's the number one and most important thing is serving the people of the United States of America.
Well, and see, the thing is, I refer to the guy in the White House as Scarecrow if he only had a brain. we take issue with a lot of this stuff. We have a lot of Christian conservative folks here that I think really enjoyed hearing that Roe v. Wade got overturned, even though the way it was released to the public through Politico was kind of off point. The U.S. Supreme Court 100%. What about the one about Boston, Shurtleff versus City of Boston? Now that's unanimous, 9-0, that Boston violated the free speech rights of this group by not allowing them to fly a flag bearing the image of a cross at City Hall. What's your take on that ruling?
It's just another playbook out of the extremist liberal left that's just trying to do a huge power grab. That's why they don't want us to be able to speak. That's why they're so mad that Elon Musk is buying, you know, acquiring Twitter, because they're like, oh, wait, no, we're not going to have free speech, or we're not going to be able to censor their speech. Look, I've been censored. I was, you know, one of the videos that we ran, our announcement video, was only allowed to run for 4 days on YouTube. 4 days. And in 4 days, it got 96,000 views, just to point that out. So obviously,
wow,
it was meaningful. And then they, right, exactly. They completely stop you from putting it out there. And this is how they do it. They censor us every day. We have to stand up against this. Just like this Roe v. Wade, it is a very tough situation. And we have to celebrate, because I will tell you, I am my own pro-life story, okay? My mother was a teenage mother in high school her senior year in high school with a father that walked out or immediately when I was born because we were too poor. My mom gave everything for me. She even sold her trumpet, which she loved to play, just so she could have a babysitter. We were poor. We were dirt floor poor, to say the least. I know what it's like to go hungry. I know what it's like to have to get up and fight every day. And I look at what my mother did and the sacrifice that she made. We have to remember that life is a gift, and we must cherish it.
Well, and I'm in the same boat you are, because my mom, who is no longer with us, gave me up for adoption rather than abort me. So, you know, we're both kind of almost nearly on the same page as far as understanding our past history. The one thing about Musk and Twitter, besides the fact that it freaked the liberals out, Mike Lindell, I think he should have waited until Musk actually took over before getting on Twitter and then getting kicked off again. I mean, the thing is until we get rid of that Agrawal, that little commie pig that's running Twitter right now, we're not going to see any change for the better yet. What's your take?
Well, it's all in due time, because here's the one thing I can't see. I am seeing conservatives come back on the platform already, just like you said. Lindell was, you know, I think he likes to be one of the first at everything that he can, and I understand that. But that's what we're seeing. We're seeing conservatives come back, and you know what? We're gonna take the option of censoring us away. That's going to be one of the parts even of my own platform of getting in there and attacking Section 230. 230 was written as a utility, meaning you could not discriminate, you know, to give somebody power. You couldn't be, you didn't have to be, what is it? You didn't have to be liable for speech that gets said. You know, and if these platforms, as they want to refer to themselves, want that protection, then they need to adhere to it, and they don't.
There you go.
So, you
Blake
know,
Harbin.
They're actually publishers.
Yeah, I get that. BlakeHarbin.com. That's HARBIN, BlakeHarbin.com. Go there, donate, especially if you live in Georgia. I'm so glad that Marjorie Taylor Greene is continuing her fight, too, to stay in the game. Blake, thanks so much for joining us. We'll have to have you back on again if you win the primary. In the meantime, we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back with your phone calls and more commentary after this.
Probiotics. Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and it's May 3rd, Tuesday, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944 for your commentary. Diatribe is always better when you have somebody to talk to. Here's something interesting, especially for New England. Why am I not surprised? Newburyport. Ever heard of that? Well, they had a government-run drag queen dance party for high school kids. Isn't that fun? Sounds like a hoot. Yeah, I'm sure all of you Christian conservatives would appreciate your 9th to 12th grade dance party with Ms. Diamond Wigfall, who is a biological male, who performs at a variety of venues locally and nationally and posts videos of himself performing in drag. And doing a little racy dance while lip-syncing to a sexually explicit song called Coconuts. That song was recently released by Kim Petras, who last year released the album Slut Pop. Really. And she likes writing dirty songs. And so Wigfall likes to dance to those dirty songs and has several partially nude photos of himself posted on his Instagram page, including completely nude close-up photos of his butt cheeks. In an article published last month in Rainbow Times, Wigfall, who goes by the name of A.J. Fenway Parker, gave a detailed account of a performance during the New York City Pride Festival in which the leotard he was wearing came undone under his genitals. Fortunately, he said, I had a safety pin. Wow. And this guy is entertaining 9 to 12 year olds, and parents are peeved. And of course, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon did not return phone calls from the Epoch Times, tweeting on Friday that the event's been grossly mischaracterized by a handful of bad faith actors who are calling it things it is not. Newburyport City Council Bruce Vogel called those opposed to it viciously intolerant, telling one parent in an email, you should move to a community that supports your intolerant views. Wow, that almost reminds me of my father when he goes, if you don't like it here, move to Russia. It's like, you know, I got news for that city councilman. Bruce Vogel, I got some news for you. Why don't you move? Maybe the majority, because parents rule. We've showed this in Virginia. So I don't know where you're coming from, Mr. Vogel, but I'd love to have you on the show so I could chew your ass out. Tom in Michigan, how you doing, sir?
Hi. I wish I knew a little bit more about what your first guest was talking about. He said, I heard him say, I don't know, did I hear this right? He said that the regular vitamin C that, you know, you buy most places, the drugstore variety, the ascorbic acid, he says that's detrimental. Am I correct? Did I hear that right?
Well, he basically said that it's processed differently from the vitamin C that's processed in the using ascorbic cherry. They use in their vitamin C. It's an all-natural. And the way that they extract it is by water process. So you're getting all the pure stuff instead of, you know, the regular, what you don't get in a normal vitamin C, which is generally synthetically processed. And so you're basically looking at all-natural versus synthetic production.
Yeah, I understand that part. Yeah, I have a bottle of that Optavita vitamin C. It says 140 milligrams per one capsule. You know, because he actually said, I'm sure this is the second time I've heard, he said that the vitamin C, like the kind I get a 3-pound can of ascorbic acid powder for like $28. And, it's synthetically made. But he said it's detrimental, and I'm wondering where he gets his information. I mean, I kind of need an epistemological house cleaning here. I haven't been able to find any information on, I can go, okay, yeah, maybe it's not the best, okay, but detrimental?
In that choice of wording that he used, I think, you know, he was alluding to the fact that you just don't get the benefit. So it's either going to help you or it's not going to do anything. By taking synthetic stuff and putting it in your system, what benefit do you get out of it? I think that's what he was alluding to. But if you email support at the Power Hour and ask that question, I'm sure our producers will contact Frank and get a little clarification for you. That's one of the ways that we are responsive to our listeners. So we appreciate your chiming in on that. If you go to support@thepowerhour.com and send us an email regarding your concerns on the Optavita vitamin C and what he meant by detrimental, I think I can get him to explain that. It's always a good thing, and we appreciate your calling in today on the show. When you look at this situation with Newt, what I was just talking to our candidate for the 6th Congressional District in Georgia. And, you know, we're talking about Blake Harbin. He has a website, Blake, H-A-R-B-I-N, harbin.com. And I remember watching the movie Man of the Year. If you've not watched this, you really should. Because Robin Williams, who's playing this candidate who's not expected to win and get any of the vote at all, wins because of voter fraud. And he said, look, you can't give $200 million and take in all this money as a political candidate without owing someone. And I really believe when you listen to the truths expressed in some of these movies, especially that one, I am just, you know, I was thinking to myself, you know, maybe people should wear like they do in NASCAR. Maybe they should wear a jacket with all of their stickers and labels and stuff on it of all the PACs that sponsor them, so we know exactly who they identify with. Makes total sense. Because in this day and age, as Blake was saying, you know, these rhinos are just making a mess of the system because they're wishy-washy and they're all basically politicians that go out and make deals. They make deals with the Democrats, which is like making a deal with the devil, in my book. So you're either for us or you're against us. You're either a Christian, you're God-fearing, and you're going to do what the taxpayers, we the people, need you to do, representing us, or you're working for the other side. We also told you about Newty. Mr. Gingrich has predicted Republicans could pick up around 70 seats during the midterms, and he was quoted as saying, I think we'll pick up between 25 and 70 seats in the House and 4 seats in the Senate. It's what he told Fox News Sunday Morning Features. Well, I'll tell you, Newt, 25 and 70, that's between 25 and 70 is your opinion. And, folks, I need you to read between the lines on this because during the 2010 midterms, Republicans took a net 63 seats in the House 2 years after former President Barack Obama's election amid the height of the Republican-aligned Tea Party movement. So understand that, you know, the Senate shifts every 6 years. The House, on the other hand, is every 2 years, And it seems like every time that somebody is elected to office in the House, they spend the next 2 years, instead of doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is representing we the people, they're out there making deals and campaigning using all their honoraria and PAC money. This is what I like about what Blake said, is because of the fact that he's self-funded, just like Trump. Charles in Ohio, what say you?
Afternoon. Hope you're well.
I'm doing good. Yourself?
I'm getting by. You have quite a bit of real estate experience, and were recently building a place?
Well, I am right now, yes. I'm building a house out of steel sip. There is no wood in the structure at all, no termites, and it's Category 5 hurricane resistant. Wind rated up to 230 mile an hour, and has R60 insulation value with a 2-hour fire rating. And again, like I said, there's no wood in the structure per se, so it's termite resistant as well.
It sounds like you put quite a bit of thought and research into your construction. I just wondered if you've ever looked into seen people using co-generators.
I was hearing blips in my ear. What do you, people looking into what? Repeat that, would you?
The co-generator.
The generator I was looking at was a Generac that runs off propane, but no, fill me in on the co-generator.
Oh, a co-generator is like an HLP system. It's a heat, light, and power. Every gallon of gasoline, when you, in an internal combustion engine, be it in a car or a stationary application, when you put 1 gallon of fuel into that vehicle, well, say $1 for the illustration. When you put $1 in, basically the shaft output, you get 20 to 30% out, 30% in a good application. What I'm saying is every time everybody pulls up to a pump and puts a dollar's worth of fuel into their car, only 30 cents of it is being used at best to get you to where you're going. The rest of it goes to waste, and the waste is, well, 10% is friction, 30% goes out the radiator as heat, wasted heat, and 30% goes out the exhaust pipe as wasted heat. So, you know, but a cogenerator is, what it is like you're saying, a Generac is a power, is a generator. But it's used for your hot water, heat, and electricity. And these are, you can have them installed. Now, if you get a commercial system, the way they keep people from doing it is once you get it, see, the power grid in the United States is synchronized to 60 cycles. So if you have a contractor do it, they'll have to synchronize your generator's power to the power grid. But, I mean, that doesn't prevent people from making their own system if they decide and, you know, if they want to do it safely and not interfere with their house's power, you're okay, you know, for emergency use. But you can also use like an independent wiring system in your house to let you have a separate system in case power goes down. You just have separate outlets to use for that. See, you don't want to mix the two powers together when they're not synchronized because you have an unsafe condition on power return.
Right. Now, how is this is HLP, you were saying, the co-generator?
Yeah.
And is this information readily available online?
Yeah, when you look at Cummings, see, they have the large units you can find, but I mean, you can find it in Wikipedia. They'll give you a basic outline, and you can go from there and find people who supply it. The units can be bought.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but it's Cummins that does it, the ones that make the diesel engine?
I'm just using them as an example.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I've got research on different. This just overlaps a lot of the work I do on internal combustion engines. Here, another thing is in the early 1900s, when Edison came online with Pearl Street and was making electric power in New York for the light bulbs, and he was a competitor for the gas. Well, there were gas utilities in existence way before Edison came along. In the 1850s, they were delivering gas to homes and for street lighting and for people's home heat and light. That's what the pipes are coming out in the wall in a lot of older homes. The gas company had underground pipes in the 1850s, and people would get gas, and it was manufactured gas. It wasn't gas from wells or anything. They manufactured it from tar and wood, coal, and they would make gas, and they would sell it that way. But what I'm saying is, they also had, so people could make gas in their homes for heat and light, they used what was turned out to be the vapor carburetor. And that's the same type of vapor carburetor they put in people's cars that got 100 miles per gallon that people demonstrated, and the government told them, no, this wasn't going to work, shut up and go away.
That's just like ivermectin and the latest agency in the federal government's telling everybody, recommending not to use ivermectin. Yeah, it's the same scenario, Charles. I'm going to have to look that up. I appreciate your input today. Callers are holding. Bob in Missouri, how are you?
Yeah, he's talking about.
Pardon me?
Hello?
I'm with you.
It struck me when you were talking about your dad talking about some of your family going to Russia. My father used to say that to my brother all the time.
Yeah, and isn't that amazing how, you know, people can say if you don't like the weather, move. And, I mean, people are actually doing it. People are leaving blue states and moving to red states. I mean, that's how they're voting, with their feet rather than at the ballot box. I'm impressed.
Yeah. But you know what? You know, it's like they wouldn't want to move. My brother's a total leftist. Okay, he's older brother, and he's been that way forever. You know,
right?
But he wouldn't want to do that. You know, just that whole leftist communist attitude. Because as you recall, when the abomination called Obama, remember the Olympics? The Olympics were in Russia, and what was it? Putin at that time said, hey, he was trying to homosexualize, you know, bring him, send a bunch of homosexuals over there for the Olympics. You know, Obama was. And Putin said, forget it. And Obama was threatened, well, we're not going to come then. Well, they did go. And people around the world, it's kind of funny, the communists are pushing homosexuality, pedophilia in our country. And that's their motto. That's who they run after, is Stalin and Lenin and stuff. But those people who live in those countries, they don't want to have anything to do with it. So it's actually a weapon against his country, because
agreed.
The people pushing that would be China or Stalin. Stalin is Russia. I don't know how communist Russia is, because I see them in sports all the time. They got crosses around their neck, so there's a lot of Christianity in Russia. You know, I don't know how much it is communist, but kind of funny. No, they wouldn't want to go there. You know, the one pushing all this stuff. You know, even though that's their motto is Marxism and communism, because they don't want it. It's a weapon being used against this country. There's no doubt about it.
Well, there's other things,
it's
too, because, yeah, Bill Gates is now proposing the global surveillance pact with WHO to spot pandemic threats. And we've got two different stories about that from two different aspects, one from Technocracy News and Patrick Wood, the other from Financial Times. And it's really crazy, because if we allow them to sign a treaty, this is just as bad as the scenario you presented in the way that they're trying to destroy America. They want, according to what Joaquin Hakopian said yesterday in our interview, they want us down to like 92 million from the 322 million population we have now.
Here's what I like to find out. Who are going to be these who are they pushing to be the survivors of all this terrorism and death that they're planning on the people of this planet? Who are the people who would they want to survive this this mass murder?
Well, they all think
that
they're transhuman, and everybody that becomes a transhuman like them is going to live to time immortal. And I'm like, excuse me, you know, it's not going to happen. These people are dreaming. Gates is dreaming. All these people with money are just dreaming, think that they can have this utopic system. And, you know, the Satan in this world has turned it upside down and made it a mess and put people like this in our path to, you know, blow smoke up our butt and tell us that they know more than we do because look at all the money I made. Yeah, but look, Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Bill, look how many people hate your guts. You're a billionaire.
Yeah.
And you got a mouth on you, and now you're sitting there trying to say that we need to depopulate the world so you can live in peace, really? One of these days, Billy boy, you're going to die. You got that? You know, who or no who, treaty or no treaty, people are going to drop dead, and a lot of it because of the jab. And this is a thing. According to U.S. CDC, more than 1 million excess deaths in excess of the historical average have been recorded, not just since the pandemic began 2 years ago, but also because everybody's going out and getting that third booster. And it's they're at the greatest risk of testing positive for COVID. This is a depopulation effort. Gates is behind it. Fauci's behind it. And anybody like this federal panel that says don't use ivermectin, you know, all these different studies and the frontline doctors have come out and said this will help. They're saying it did not prevent severe instances of COVID-19, yet they turned around, instituted hospital protocols, and murdered people. I really think this is the total objective, is to whittle this population down to where they can identify who all the protesters and survivalists are, the preppers, the people, and then take them in and enslave them, because they'll have whatever is left of the military that they haven't murdered doing their bidding. I just really think this is all going to blow up in their face, Bob.
Oh, it is. It is. That's totally on target what you're saying there. These are enclosed in the little castles or whatever it is, perverts, okay? And as they say, idle hands make a devil's playground. They got all this money, and that's all they got to do. If you look at them, they're so pathetic looking. But here's one thing. Let me bring up one thing. You know, I know you come back from the 60s, and so do I. And at that time, it was all protests and stuff against the establishment, okay? The people pushing that, your teachers and stuff, were pushing that way back then. And it's all part of the same. By the way, all the LSD and stuff like that, you know, Timothy Leary, you know, supposedly the guru, he worked for the CIA. All
That's
the
true.
Big revolutions, it was all CIA, it's all, you know, against the establishment. Well, let's bring that back today. I see all kinds of guys wearing long hair. They're pushing the 60s today. But let's start taking the attitude from the 60s back again, where we were protesting against all the established. Well, the establishment were those people who were telling you to fight against the established. Now they are the establishment. So it's time for these 60s goofballs to get up off their butts and start protesting against the establishment, which is those people who were pushing against your parents back then. It's time to start getting that 60s attitude against the tyrants who are in schools today saying, now, you can't say anything against us. That's a hate crime, okay? Before they were saying,
you're
hey,
racist.
To hell with this country and hell with everything else. But now it's you can't say anything against us, although it's hate.
I know. And everybody just gets so offended by any little thing. I remember way back when we could sit there, because I'm half Polish, I got so many Polak jokes that I could just sit here and talk about.
Oh, I
and
know.
People,
oh,
way
I do
back
too.
When, people would get offended. Yeah, I know, Bob. People would not get offended if I said something rapping off Polak jokes. But the thing is way back when, everybody, you know, so what if you were Polish? It really didn't matter. We had jokes for every single race, and now everybody takes offense to this, and it's become a function of the liberal to take it and turn it and use it as a weapon to divide and conquer, which is exactly what they're trying to do. Now, I always posture, and I'm going to get your take on this, Bob, if Musk didn't buy Twitter, all right, versus him buying Twitter, you think we're any better off?
Oh, I think it's much better. If he does anything, you know, why would we put up with this stuff, you know? You know, we got rights of free speech. This group, you know, it's all been pre-planned to control the information. So he put a, you know, monkey wrench in the little thing, and they're going crazy. But, hey, this is a Christian country. Everything about it is Christian. It was formed totally 100%. You know, before you couldn't even hold government positions unless you're a Christian, okay? So that's the way it was. So we're at war, and they don't care about any other religion except Christianity, because Satan hates Christianity. You don't hate Islamic, you don't hate Hindus, you don't hate them, because they're all part of the satanic, they're all part of Satan. It's just the way it is. You know, diversity is not our strength, it's our enemy. That's what you see in the schools, David. You see posters, diversity is our strength. Well, they were talking about the teachers. That's their strength, not for the kids. You know,
exactly.
It's all just, once you see it, it's so easy to see what they're doing. They're no brilliant people.
Yeah, really. Let's have a drag queen come in and DJ for our kids, you know?
Hey, there's no way. I'm not going to let you this, you know. I've been on to it for a while. I'm doing stuff to empower myself. There's no way. And I got to pull a bunch of liberals in my family. I'll tell you that, man. You know, a lot of times, you know.
We all have liberals in our family. We appreciate your call. We're wrapping it up.
Hey, have a good one, man. We're going to win.
Yes, we are. We are. God always comes out. If God can be for us, who can be against us, right? Parents of four San Diego public school students are suing in federal court over the requirement forcing them age 16 and older to get vaccinated. Folks, get behind this. You know, the more, I guess this is all they understand is lawsuits. You know, and this is a funny thing. What Bob and I were just talking about, Elon Musk. Why is somebody with $44 billion switch us back around, freak out the libs, and give us free speech again? I guess we should be looking at Musk as kind of a quasi-savior for throwing $44 billion into a platform. Now all he's got to do is really take over and fire that pissant Agrawal and get rid of him. Well, once again, we are at an out of time at the close of the show for May 3rd, 2022. Dave Krieger, wishing you the best. Stay safe. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.